The devastation left by the December Israeli war on Gaza has forced youngsters like Sai to sift through piles of rubble. They collect metal or plastic from under the rubble and sell such things to local scrap buyers in order to make ends meet and support their poor families. Saeed's terminally ill father has been unemployed for years due to the ongoing Israeli siege and continued the closure of border crossings. Recent statistics show that the unemployment rate increased by 70% in 2008.
Look at my hands. I've been looking for copper wires and plastic around the rubble of our destroyed house and neighborhood. I sell what I collect to local scrap buyers for 6 shekels per 1 kilo. I left school to support my poor family.
This scene of children searching garbage cans has become a new phenomenon in some areas across the besieged Gaza Strip, especially among those who have miserable living conditions in the refugee camps. The youngsters say finding old scrap metals, shoes, dirty clothing and plastic has become harder as the residents have no money to buy new products and are then reluctant to throw out even their unusable things.
My brother and I have been collecting copper, plastic and other useful stuff from garbage for the past 2 years. We sell what we get and then buy food for our family of 12.
I left school about 2 years ago and I'm collecting metal and aluminium to earn a living now. We have no furniture in our home. My father has been unemployed for years and I was injured 2 years ago by a live bullet near the border while looking for scrap metal. I have no future.
Israel waged war on Gaza on December 27th. And has been continuously imposing a crippling blockade on the impoverished coastal enclave and preventing necessary humanitarian aid from entering the strip, with a population of 1.5 million people, about twice the size of Washington, D.C. The children here, who make up about 55% of Gaza's population, are not enjoying their childhood and rights like the other children around the world. This may paint a gloomy picture of their future. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.